Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat says if there is no peace deal with Israel by mid-September, he'll unilaterally declare a Palestinian state. Palestinians find the prospect both tantalizing and frightening. During the past 5 years, the Palestinian Authority has gained control of parts of the West Bank and Gaza Strip, and it has set up some of the structures of a state, an elected parliament, a court system, a police force. But Palestinians complain these institutions are undemocratic and repressive. Some have shifted the focus of their struggle from fighting Israeli occupation to challenging their own state in the making. NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports from Ramallah in the West Bank.
On a recent day, this normally bustling city has come to an eerie standstill. Rival gangs of well-armed car thieves have clashed, killing a young woman. Each gang has ordered a citywide show of solidarity. Metal gates are pulled down tight over storefronts, only the pharmacies allowed open. Clusters of bored men gather along stone sidewalks. At the edge of town, one gang has just held a firefight with Palestinian Authority security forces. Smoke from burning tires rises in the distance. 17-year-old Saed Khaled says he's disgusted.
What's happening is wrong. The authority cannot control the situation. And both sides of this conflict, it seems they are stronger than the authority itself.
In fact, one of the gangs has close ties to the Palestinian Authority, or PA, and people here complain that's why its outbursts are tolerated. Over and over, those milling on the sidewalk ask, where's the law? Khaled is dismissive of the PA's police, courts, and legislature. All these bodies just dispute and compete with themselves, he says. How can they represent me? A recent debate in the Palestinian Legislative Council, elected in 1996, a key expression of the will of the nascent Palestinian nation. Yet at this session, members discuss an unusual problem, how to keep the PA's security forces from roughing them up. 70-year-old Abdul Jawad Saleh was assaulted after he publicly accused the PA of corruption. A devastating experience after Saleh had spent decades struggling for Palestinian independence.
We thought that really this homeland will give dignity to its citizens, will respect their human rights and their political rights. Unfortunately, this hope, this dream was shattered.
At the time, aides to Palestinian leader Arafat said Saleh's outspokenness amounted to incitement. PA Minister Hassan Asfour insists Palestinians are free to criticize, just not if they're in government.
But to be official and opposition at the same time, it's strange. You will respect your role. You are part of the authority. You can't play a game against the authority at the same time.
The upshot of such an attitude is that the Palestinian Authority is still very much a one-man game. Yasser Arafat routinely ignores laws passed in the parliament, even rulings delivered by the Palestinian High Court. Minister Asfour says part of the problem is that the Oslo Peace Accords give Israel leverage over the actions of the Palestinian Authority.
The feeling of the legislators sometimes, they think, they believe that we are state and we have our sovereignty because we have parliament, as we can call it, our Palestinian Legislative Council. But in fact, we are not a sovereign state. And you can't legislate for everything as you want also.
If we approved a law and then Israel objected, as Asfour says, we would lose respect in the public eye. But the Palestinian Authority's inaction has already cost it respect. Polls show trust in Arafat at an all-time low, though he is still far ahead of any other Palestinian politician. More worrisome, more than half of Palestinians say they do not trust Arafat to negotiate a peace deal they'll support. Al Nasser TV airs one of the most daring talk shows in the Palestinian territories called A Space for Opinion. But a few weeks ago, authorities heard one opinion too many. A guest suggested Palestinians may have better luck if they ditched peace talks and copied Lebanon's hugely successful Hezbollah guerrillas. Anchor Maher Dusuki says police showed up that night and the station was shut down for a week. Some human rights activists see a trend. In recent months, Palestinian Authority security agents detained two officials who had criticized the PA's negotiating position. PA officials deny such a link, though TV anchor Dusuki points out Israel does pressure the PA to crack down on anything deemed incitement against the peace process.
The worst feeling now in the West Bank and Gaza Strip is the feeling of depression and inability to participate or influence what's happening.
Political analyst Mustafa Barghouti complains the U.S. and other Western donors do not foster democratization in emerging Palestine. He says the West focuses on getting a peace deal like a racehorse with blinders on, as if speaking out about human rights will upset the ever-fragile peace process.
But people forget that if bad agreements are passed, then probably they will not last. And that a better agreement is an agreement between democratic institutions.
The Office of Panorama in Ramallah is funded in part by U.S. aid, one of dozens of places that try to encourage democratic thinking at the grassroots among the young. Program director Badra Char says Palestinians are way ahead of their notoriously authoritarian Arab neighbors. We have lived democracy at different stages, she says, like during the Intifada or uprising, when we came together and took decisions as a people. Char and others say Palestinians also watch closely Israeli democracy, its combative parliamentary debates and vigorous press. They see no reason to settle for less. This 17-year-old remembers the enormous hope she felt when the Palestinian Authority came into being. We danced and celebrated, she said. Now we're very disappointed. 18-year-old Minerve Hamidi nods in agreement, but adds she's not pessimistic.
We, the youth, we still have hope. All the bad things are happening, but we, the youth, we are waiting. The situation will not remain forever, and one day we will do something.
We are the people who founded this Palestinian Authority and gave it power, Hamidi says, and I think one day we'll be able to take that power away. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Ramallah.